Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, August 14th. Top stories for today. The lady known as Pink Wristband Woman has been sentenced to a day in jail, an 8,000 ringgit fine for violating a home quarantine order. Nur Imam Muhammad Hasim, 72 years old, pleaded guilty before Magistrate Nabiha Muhammad Nur. Last month, an image of Nur Imam went viral. She was spotted at a cafe wearing a pink bracelet issued to persons under investigation or in home quarantine. An application by Datuk Sri Najib Razak to strike out his abuse charge over his alleged role in the tampering of 1MDB 2016's audit report has been dismissed by the High Court today. Judge Muhammad Zaini Maslan, when delivering the judgment this morning, noted that the grounds submitted by Najib's lawyers had failed to meet the standards required to grant the dismissal. About 200 members from Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia Kubang Pasu Division quit the party today. The mass exit was led by the division's pro-tem treasurer, Tengku Anwar Tengku Daud, who was joined by its women's wing number 2, Zakiah Yaakob, and youth wing information chief, Muhammad Safiq Rodi. He said they plan to join the new party formed by former Bersatu chairman, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, which is called Parti Pejuang Tanah Air. Malaysia's economy contracted 17.1% in the second quarter of 2020, the worst double-digit quarterly decline since 1998 due to the unprecedented lockdown imposed to stem the spread of COVID-19. All sectors recorded negative growth during the quarter except for the agriculture sector, which grew 7.2%.
Although the economy was significantly affected by the global and domestic containment measures, the gradual reopening of our economy from 4th May onwards provided some relief to the economy.
TikTok and its U.S. employees are planning to take President Donald Trump's administration to court over his sweeping order to ban the popular video app. The employees' legal challenge to Trump's executive order will be separate from a pending lawsuit from the company that owns the app, although both are expected to argue that the order is unconstitutional. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.